Here's Pastor Brian as he concludes this week's study.
Welcome to the program. This is Robert Jaramillo of Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School. Today we will be concluding Pastor Brian's message on the blessings of the meek from Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. If you haven't been with us, we've been looking at the Beatitudes, and this week Pastor Brian has been focusing on the meek who will inherit the earth. So today Pastor Brian will be concluding this section and showing the end result of living a life of meekness and trust in the Lord. So let's go ahead and begin.
Philippians chapter 2 says Jesus made himself of no reputation. That's why he didn't have to lash back at people when they said things about him. He says, oh, you're possessed by a demon. That's how you're able to do these miracles. And the Pharisees, it appears in the Gospel of John, they accused him of being a child of fornication. He said, we're not a fornication, and it seems to be the emphasis that you are. I mean, the virgin birth, yeah, right. But he didn't try and build up his reputation, just let people think what they wanted. And fight back and cast stones back. And he was a meek individual. Because he didn't care about his reputation. He didn't have to defend it. He didn't have to defend his rights. He submitted and let God, and he let the Lord honor him. And he waited. And what happened after 3 days is he bolted out of the grave because death couldn't hold him. And he was exalted to the right hand of God, and every knee will bow and tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. God worked it out on his behalf. Although man treated him that way, God highly exalted him. And the Lord's going to do the same in our life. We'll wait upon him. He'll work out all these difficulties and skirmishes. He doesn't need us to fight our battles. He doesn't need us to work it out. Go back to Matthew 5. I want to look at two more passages, and you'll see how this truly works out in our life in the long run. Where it says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit. That's future tense, meaning it's in our future sometime. We're going to inherit the earth. The Lord says, you have been given the earth, the meek, those that belong to Jesus Christ. And we think about the Old Testament, God gave the nation of Israel the land, but he says, hey, you have to go in and drive them out. And there was a battle that was to go on. But now he says, I'm going to give you the land. You'll inherit it from me. Bringing us back to Genesis chapter 1. Remember, before sin, he said, have dominion over the earth and subdue it. It belonged to man. Then sin came in and destroyed that. And there's coming a day where the earth or the land is going to be given to us, followers of Jesus Christ. And the scriptures say that we are joint heirs. In Romans chapter 8, verse 17, we're actually joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Whatever he inherits from the Father, we share in that inheritance. And in Revelation chapter 1 says that he's made us a kingdom of priests, and we're going to reign on the earth with the Lord. Now, in this life, we're not going to experience that. But when the Lord comes back, he establishes his kingdom called the millennial kingdom, which will last for 1,000 years. The Bible says we as his followers are going to rule and reign with him. So all is going to belong to us. So you don't have to try and grab it all right now. You don't have to have all your rights now and get all that you can out of life, because someday God says, I'm going to give it to y'all. You don't have to fight for it. You don't have to squirm for it or take it from somebody else. You're going to inherit it, because Christ is ultimately the one that it belongs to. Now, we don't have it yet, but there's obviously opposition. There's unbelievers that are taking control more of anything else at this point, but at some point the Lord's going to give it all to us. And that's what Abraham was able to do with Lot. Says, okay, you have your way, because, hey, I'm under God's blessing. He's going to make my name great. The whole world's going to be blessed through me. God's given me the land, so I don't have to fight over it. I'll wait and commit and trust, delight in the Lord, and he's the one that's going to bless and honor my life. And that's so it's a far superior way to live, because you're at peace inside. You're not pushing yourself. You're not pushing your reputation. You're not pushing your rights. You're not self-seeking. I have to have this. You're able to sit back and say, Lord, you're going to give me everything at some point, so I can do without for a time. It takes faith, doesn't it? God's going to give us all this. Let's look at one other passage, and this is where we'll close. Look with me at 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. If you want to see what's been given to you, it's 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 21 and 22. It says, therefore, let no one glory in men, for all things are yours. It says, all things are yours. You want to know what's yours? He tells you. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, all the teachers in the body of Christ, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, all are yours. Everything belongs to you because it all belongs to Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So why are you fighting over things now? Why are you trying to grab all you can right now in this life, when the Lord's going to give it to you if you, as you're meek? You don't have to fight for it. You don't have to steal it from anybody. You don't have to grab it from anybody. It's all going to belong to you. Actually, it does now, but it will be given to us fully when the Lord comes back. And I think of that story of Abraham and Lot, and how many relationships have been ruined over something so foolish as money or some possession. And that's such a temporal, small, puny thing. The meek person says, so I've been taken advantage of. I value that relationship with my father or mother or sister or brother or that person in Christ more than this silly physical thing, silver or gold or money. Big deal. I'll be ripped off and I'll forgive. But God will take care of it. And someday He's going to give me everything so I don't have to get it now. And if you live that way, you're going to be at peace. And you're really not going to care about your reputation, which basically, you know, it's up. Things could happen. You're not going to care about your rights, because your rights are going to be violated at times. And you will be pushed around at times. So that life's going to treat you that anyways, but how you respond to that is going to determine the quality of your life. If you're self-seeking, and you get bitter, and you get angry, and you force your way, you're going to be in turmoil of hearts, and anguish of hearts. And there is no blessing in that. You show me someone that's fought their way to the top and hurt people on the way and had to push people out of the way, that person's not at peace. That person doesn't lay down at night with their head on their pillow and say, you know, I've lived a good life before God. They have to live with all the things that they've caused in people's lives and all the bickering and fighting. That's not what God has for His people. God wants us to be meek and see that as a virtue and as a blessing. And if you want tranquility and peace of heart, you're going to walk in meekness, and you'll definitely see the blessings that meekness brings to a child of God.
That concludes today's study. If you would like tapes of this study or past studies, listen for the phone number that will follow, or check us out on the World Wide Web at www.calvarylm.org.